Welcome to a special spoiler-free instant reaction flashcast for Tribe Chapter 5 Symbiosis. We are recording this minutes, seconds after watching Tribe Chapter 5. Just came out an hour and 43 minutes ago.
Yep.
This episode we're going to upload as soon as possible early today, and then we're going to have a main in-depth actual review discussion analytical episode. Hopefully the early next week, but next week at least. So that's our plan. So for this, we're just going to talk about our quick immediate reaction, our gut reaction. Ashley, what's your one word reaction to this,
boring.
This film? Boring. Yeah.
What's yours?
I don't have a clear, murky.
Murky?
Murky, and if that's too much of an, that's not a good enough answer. It would be bored. bored was my second choice. I think the main thing I've taken away so far is it's gonna take some processing time to really solidify my opinion on this one. We should also mention that, this is gonna be spoiler free. We hope if you are commuting today and haven't had a chance to watch it, you can still listen to this and see basically, how quickly you should watch it and how excited you should be for it. And maybe we'll kill that.
I don't think I'm gonna make you that excited for it.
Yeah. It has some exciting things.
It has moments.
We assume anyone who's listening to this is already gonna go watch Try anyway. And so from that perspective, we're not really analyzing these movies as a coherent, standalone, competently made movie anyway. We kind of never are. And it totally fails in that regard, but I feel like it had plenty of noteworthy moments. I definitely feel let down and frustrated by some of the things that I felt hyped about, even after multiple times adjusting my hype levels to be less hyped. Our cat is making noise now because we can't record these without there being noise in the background. Anyway, Ashley, what's your five rating out of five stars? This movie.
Two.
I want to say three.
Wow, you're nice.
The thing is, I think there are some really interesting ideas that are starting to be explored here.
It has one movie left. It needed to answer things, not bring more things into it.
That is totally true. Yeah, what I mean is that, I feel like on closer inspection, when we do, a more analytical focus approach podcast, that I will find more enjoyment from those things. But I also feel like it's never going to really answer them. That's always going to be frustrating from a critical perspective. It's always going to be frustrating and not satisfying on that level. But I think as a, quote unquote text to quote unquote study as quote unquote Digimon scholars, there is more to explore here than there are in most Digimon things. So that's why I'm it's has the most meat on analytical bone than most Digimon things have. So I don't know. That's why I'm kind of I think my emotional enjoyment level was out of two, but I was I'll give it a three because I think there's some.
I've only gave it a two because only things in the last episode and a half were at all interesting to me.
Yeah.
So I was I'd give that a one. Had it not been for that ending.
I'm curious to see how the stuff in the first two and a half episodes plays on rewatch. Cause that could make it even more boring, or you could hone in on the things that are more maybe that, cause it's definitely overall a much more chill movie. As you can probably guess by the fact that our first reaction was bored and boring.
Chill.
I'm trying to think of what else we can say that doesn't about spoiling specific things.
It's really hard not to spoil things.
I think if you go in expecting a very chill, calm movie, maybe that could lead to better, less disappointment at least.
See, you think I had hope for this movie, but I didn't actually. It just lived up to my expectations of not being good.
Well, I'm saying if you go in with a specific expectation that you know for sure it's going to be a quiet movie, then the things that are quiet, when it's for 40 minutes of uninterrupted quietness, you might be a little bit more like, okay, I accept this more than, because that's not a thing that you expect from any kind of movie. I feel like so many times, I mean, I observed this on Twitter the other day, that like Try has like a repeated track record of basically like anything we logic out about where it's going to go, just like, is pointless, because we'll be like, oh wait, have they set up this reboot and they lost their memories? How could they possibly get to Ultimate in the next movie? They're not going to do that. Oh, the poster revealed they are getting to Ultimate in the next movie. Like, they're going to blow our minds with how they're going to maneuver the plot mechanics to do that. It's like, oh no, they just didn't. They just do it. It just does. It does. And yeah, so like, I feel like anything we like, from a rational, like, here is how stories are typically structured and are in a narratively satisfying way, Try's always like, nope, I don't need to do that. I can just cut all these corners. Yeah. But so, yeah. I guess, like, the final closing thought I want to, like, lead on a question or whatever is, like, how fast should people go to watch this? Like, is there, like, a pressing, like... Because, I mean, I think for, like, Try Chapter 3, it was, like... There were things that were, like, important that you watch before they're spoiled and that people are going to be talking about a lot. This one, I feel like, is tough because it's, like, I don't think people are going to be talking about any big things because they're, like, they were so great to watch. But I think there are some things at the end that, like, you might end up seeing out of context that wouldn't be good.
I don't think that the way that either of us feels about this should affect how quickly you would plan to watch this movie, because... you're still going to have all those burning questions. So, like, just go answer them for yourself and then, like, be disappointed yourself. Like,
yeah. Yeah. It's definitely not the kind of thing you're like, oh, I can't wait to... Like, I've been playing Danganronpa V3 obsessively recently. And, like, that is, like, the whole opposite approach. Like, you have all these questions that's going to answer all of them. There might be, like, some little things that don't get answered by the end. Like, some tiny things that slip through the cracks, maybe. But with Try, it's like, you have all these questions, and, like, we're going to answer, like, one. Maybe.
And I mean, I guess It's, like, it, like, did answer a big question, but it's, like, this was such an unsatisfying answer that I, like, don't even care.
We should talk about that, what that question is later. Yeah, and it's, like, it's just the execution is always awkward, and the writing, I can't really tell if the writing is poor because of, like, not great translation of subtitles, or if it is just poor and obtuse writing initially in Japanese. Yeah. That's very possible. I don't know. We can't really infer whether
the subtitles, definitely reading it, I was like, what is going on?
I mean, it's very possible that the Japanese itself is also clumsy and awkward, and like, it's definitely a complaint I hear a lot about, like, light novel writing specifically. And like, I mean, this isn't a light novel, obviously, but like, given some of the execution and plotting, and there are scenes where, like, early on where I'm like, where are these characters? Like, this. And like, they're here in one place, and the next scene they're somewhere else, and it's like, no. Anyway, that it's sloppy execution as always, but
it's a Try film. I feel like you know what to expect from it at this point.
It's just more bridging than I expected. I think like it's clearly just like, okay, not here's the last movie, and
yeah, I mean, it definitely clearly sets up a final movie.
But who knows? Anyway, that was our quick spoiler-free reaction thoughts. How do we close this out? So let us know your thoughts about the movie in our comments or on YouTube at podcast.com/F05 or wherever else you found this episode. We also want to thank Rayana/RW09 for the Hikari and Mako art that we got her to draw for Try Chapter 5. Hopefully you're seeing it in the album art, whatever you're listening to this, and it looks really cool. And I'm just thinking about how much we thought about, like, exciting the whole, like, Makomon corrupting Tailmon, Gatomon thing, and, like, anyway. And also thanks to our supporters on Patreon, and you should hit us up with your 3-word reviews of the movie, which we'll use for the main reaction, for the main podcast. And also your most memorable quotes from this movie. I need to rewatch before I don't even remember any. No, like, anyway, let us know your most memorable quotes in the movie, and we will include those on the buttons we'll make of the Hikari and Mako artwork. Also, stay tuned over the weekend. We're going to launch a new Try giveaway round. We haven't done that in a year. We have tons of stuff to give away. So stay tuned for that.
Please take it from me.
Stay tuned for that. We're not going to mention on the podcast, the main podcast, but also just like follow us on social media for that. That's where you can retweet and like in order to participate. Also stay tuned. We're going to be on social media. We're going to post a Digifeud question for Try that we're going to do for our main episode, and also we're going to have the main episode next week. So, yeah, stay tuned.
So much Try.
Try. Bye.
Try, bye.
And remember, never stop digi-trying.